This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast here on the Emerald Coast. I'm joined this morning with Adana Elder of Mathnasium of Destin, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I know you and I met briefly a couple years ago, and I'm sure a lot has changed since then. So I'm super excited to have you tell us more about your business and also just, you know, share with our listeners what you do and kind of your journey. So I'm going to let you take it away and tell us about Mathnasium.
Thank you so much for that. Mathnasium is a math-only learning center for first through 12th graders. We begin by developing a customized learning plan for each student who comes to us. Our goal is to support their needs where they're at. That may be missing skills from previous years, maybe a seventh grader who needs to revisit fourth grade fractions and multiplication facts. It might be a student who's working ahead of their class and the teachers just can't seem to keep up with them. So we may be able to provide that third grader with pre-algebra skills. I know that's a little bit far-fetched, but sometimes those kids are ready for more advanced skills. And if the teachers don't have the right tools in front of them, it's tough for them to figure out exactly where what they need and how to make sure that gets introduced in the right order.
So not only for children who maybe are needing a little extra help, but maybe for children who are just needing a little extra challenge.
Absolutely. Some of our kids start out as one, obviously the struggling students, and become the other. Oh, wow. Doesn't usually go the other way around. So it's always a pleasure to see that, you know, let's say a fourth grader who started out feeling like a little defeated by the math. And we get them caught up. And by the end of the school year, we're getting to teach them fifth grade skills before their friends see it, which can really be super advantageous to them, especially if they felt a little bit frustrated by math for a couple of years. They get to start fifth grade as the kids who can answer their friends' questions with them or for them and support them as they are moving through those skills the following year. That's always such a pleasure.
Yeah, that can really improve their confidence and everything, which is important. I had a child, she's out of college and everything now, so she's fine. But in fourth grade, I will never forget how much she struggled in math, and we had to hire a tutor for her because we struggled because how they teach it is so different.
That is absolutely the case.
Yeah, they teach it so differently, and I was always good at math, but I couldn't teach it to her the way that they were teaching it. I didn't, you know, and it was such a struggle. So it would have been nice to have a resource like this.
If only we could go back in time. Right? One of the things that I often hear from families is, I really wish that I had come to you guys last year or the year before. And my answer is always, the best day to plant a tree was 40 years ago. Yeah. The second best day to plant a tree is today.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about your journey. How did you get into this business? What led you here?
So I always loved math as a child. I was always helping my friends with their homework. I was a member of our math team through high school. We were very competitive. We competed at competitions across that felt like competition a lot of times, but we competed at with other schools across the state. I grew up in Fort Myers, and so we had a lot of big cities kind of close to us where they hosted these kinds of things. I did not end up going into a career that was very math-centric. I was customer service and retail management for 25 years. It was what paid the bills and kept me busy and made sure that the kids got what they need and gave me a schedule to support them when they needed it. But in that journey, I saw the struggle with not only them, but their peers. As teachers were forced to move on to new concepts before some of the kids in class were ready to do it. But they've got specific benchmarks that have to be met. And when somebody gets left behind, math skills all build on one another. So if you do poorly in American history, you probably need some better study habits, but next year you're in world history anyway. And the pieces from the year before don't really matter so much. With math, all it takes is one little missing piece, and all of a sudden by a couple of years later, you've got this grand canyon of missing skills. So I was looking for a change. Retail has changed a lot in the last 25 years. And when I reached out looking for things, I found Mathnasium. And in researching them, I saw exactly what it was that was missing in our current educational system. And we wanted to, my husband and I wanted the opportunity to bring that to this area because there wasn't anything like us. There are some private tutors, and private tutors do a great job at what they do, but they don't have the right resources typically to go back and fill in those missing gaps.
Okay. So Mathnasium of Destin, do you have other locations as well?
We do. We have one in Pensacola. Okay. We are a franchise, so there are over 1,100, almost 1,100 across the country. We're really happy to have the two that we do where we're at. The need is so great here. But as a franchise, it's great because we have amazing curriculum. We get support from our franchisor that is really top notch.
Nice.
But we have the two, and we work pretty closely together. When we have students in Navarre, we'll sometimes kind of work them between the two centers so that they can be in whatever spot it is that they need to be at the time where that's possible.
Yeah. Okay. So did you have the Pensacola location first or the Destin location?
No, Pensacola opened almost 7 years ago, so a couple of years before COVID, and we definitely saw a change with the way things were happening with the kids as COVID has come through.
Yeah. So what does staffing look like? How many people do you have at your facilities, or how many do you need, or what does that look like?
So that's a really tough question for me. The instructors are all amazing at the math. We do, of course, require that. Yeah. The other that can make staffing difficult because people who are really super at math aren't always the best people. I hope that made sense.
Yeah.
We kind of get into that groove of, you know, math is for the super smart, but lots of people are good at math. The tricky part is, So I have a member of my family who is one of the best mathematicians that I've known. He's in college now and would be a great member of our team, but they don't always understand why people don't understand the math because it has come so naturally to them. And it can be tough to find people who can stop and be patient about why it is that you don't get it. And okay, I know that we're in algebra right now and you don't know your multiplication facts. We're going to stop and fill in those multiplication facts for you. So hiring is tough because we often have people who are amazing at the math, but not very good people. And we have individuals who are great with the kids, but aren't quite good enough at the math for us. So it's always a struggle to find that happy blend of both. Parts. We never feel like we have enough staff in Destin in particular. It's been a little bit tough. You kind of think about a circle around your business. I get to pick from all of the people in this 360 degrees around me who are going to be not only good at math, but good as people.
Yeah.
And fortunately, being as far south on the coast as we are, we only get half of that circle. Shockingly, they don't allow very many people to live out in the Gulf of Mexico, and they'd be unlikely to come in for work anyway.
Yeah.
So it does feel like in Destin in particular, we are always struggling to find good people who are great at the math and great with the kids.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I know hiring is a struggle for a lot of people in this area anyway. So I can only imagine, you know, when you really need a specialty, you know, like that it would be more difficult.
Yeah, we end up hiring a lot of high schoolers. We do ask that they be at least 16. Having your own transportation is helpful. And we sometimes hire retirees.
Okay.
So really kind of walk that whole gamut. I will be entirely honest and tell you that when we opened in Pensacola and we had our first retiree who came in, I kind of thought to myself, this is not going to work out. These are young kids. How's this old man going to do well with the children? I just was very apprehensive, but he did great on the test. He was very personable. He worked for us pre-COVID. And when COVID came through, he ended up stepping away. He was doing a little bit of a drive, and because of his age was a little bit concerned, and I respected that. But the kids who were staying with us were all like, where's Chuck? Chuck's gone. And they missed him so much because he was such a fantastic member of our team, and the kids had really grown to love him. So now when I have retirees walk in the door, I'm like, show me your math. Let's talk a little bit about the kids. And I have no apprehensions now. It's really been such a pleasure when we get to have those folks who want to stay involved in the community and help support the young people in our area.
Yeah. So for kids that are needing, you know, are looking for a little bit of help, like you said, either the challenge or the, you know, getting caught up or whatever it is, what do you offer? Is it something where they come in after school? Do you offer daytime things during the summer? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are, during the school year, an exclusively after school program. If we had enough interest, and we're talking about this in our Pensacola Center, if we have enough interest from some of the homeschool groups, we are more than happy to consider opening earlier in the day, but that does require enough attendance to be able to schedule instructors to be there.
Yeah, sure.
During the summer, and we're trying this new this year, we're adjusting our schedule because of where we are in Destin, and we totally understand that drive into town can be tricky because of our tourists. We're going to try this year for the summer only. We're going to open at 10 and be open from 10 to 2, 2 days a week. And then 2 days a week, we're going to be in from 2 to 6 because families still work. Yeah. And we know that some of our families can't come in until mom or dad is home in the evening. So we're trying to walk that fine line, and we're open on Sundays. We do work a bit like a gym membership. So kids typically get 10 sessions each month, and families get to pick and choose which days and times work for them. They schedule it themselves, or they look for support from me if they need it. But that's sort of how our scheduling works. During the school year, we open at 3 and we close at 7:30.
Okay. So you said you were originally from Fort Myers area. So how did you end up here in this area?
So part of it was when I got divorced and I kind of wanted to move as far away as I could from my ex-husband. No, I actually came up here to get involved in a program at UWF. Unfortunately, when you have a 1 and a 3-year-old, it is a little bit harder to do. It is as hard as you would expect it to be now that I'm an adult, more of an adult, and know what that looks like. But when I was in my late 20s, I thought, oh, I'm totally going to be able to do that. It didn't quite pan out, but that did bring me to the area. I ended up meeting my husband, Don, up here, and he's been just an amazing member of not only our Mathnasium team, but a great partner in everything.
Awesome. So what do you got to do for fun when you're not at Mathnasium?
Well, I'm into sailing and anything related to the water. So yes. Put me on a SUP, put me on a kayak, put me on a sailboat. I am in that is my home turf. My husband, not so much into the water stuff. He's a land surveyor as a profession, which gives him a much better math background than mine, quite honestly. He's been working with trigs most of his life. But he spent so much of his life out of doors doing surveying that another few hours out of doors isn't always his favorite thing to be thinking about. But we play board games with friends, some of the new strategy games, the Euro games that are out. We enjoy doing that for fun. And hiking isn't always a bad thing. So we find ways to keep ourselves occupied. Quite honestly, Mathnasium right now is taking up most of our free time.
Yeah.
But we just went on vacation and we took an Amtrak train from Sacramento over to Chicago. And that was quite the experience. And we got to see a lot of the country and it was beautiful.
Oh, wow. Very nice. So I am like you and I love the water, but I've never sailed. So
sad story,
but I've never done it. So that sounds amazing. I'm jealous.
It is amazing. I've been sailing since I was little. My folks took me, had a little Catalina 22, and we've sailed on Lake Tahoe and Lake Michigan. And I remember doing that as a young child. And that was some of what took us to Fort Myers was my folks wanted a piece of property that was direct access to the Gulf so that they could sail.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so jealous. So going back to the business, what are maybe some myths or misconceptions, or you think, you know, maybe things people might not understand about Mathnasium or what you offer, or anything you want to share specific to your business?
Absolutely. So we are, for all intents and purposes, tutors. And when people hear about math tutors, what they expect is we're going to sit down one-on-one and we're going to work just on tonight's homework. And tonight's homework is important, and it is a part of each session at Mathnasium. But if you are, let's say you're working on an algebra equation and you need to find the factors of those numbers, if you don't know how to find factors, which is a fourth grade skill, you're going to struggle with that algebra concept. And so what we do is put all of those missing pieces in order so that we fill in foundational gaps in addition to supporting the homework time. We are exclusively calculator free with very, very few exceptions. We are teaching our kids how the numbers work together so that when you have something super complex, you can always put those numbers into the calculator to do that. But do you know what needs to happen? You know what those numbers have to do with one another to come up with the right formula. And so we work at a 3-to-1 ratio. We aren't one-on-one the entire time, although we are going to work specifically with you. So Laura, if you walk into the center and you sit down for your first session, I'm going to work with you on the first couple of problems of your page. And when I feel like you're ready to try a few on your own, I step away and give you that opportunity to work independently. You need to know that you can do it without me because I can't be there for the test on Friday. You're going to have to be able to do it alone. So if you have a problem, you get something that doesn't make sense, you can raise your hand and say, hey, this does not make sense to me. I might not be the next instructor who sits down with you because the other thing that's a little bit specific to Mathnasium is that we take a team teaching approach. Which means that it might be Lisa who sits down with you. And Lisa explains it in a slightly different way than I did. There wasn't anything wrong with my way, I hope. Maybe there was. Oh, anyway. But it wasn't what made sense to you. Sure. And so unlike a teacher or in a group setting, the schools now are offering a lot of after school tutoring time. But you're still, in most cases, still sitting down in a room of 30 kids. Often it's still the same teacher who was teaching you in class that day. So Lisa sits down. She explains it a little bit differently than I did, draws a picture, brings out a manipulative, whatever it was. Now you're like, oh, my gosh, how come that other lady didn't say it that way?
Yeah.
And you get to move forward with better understanding. And it's important to me that our team works really closely together. None of us feels frustrated or upset that another instructor could say it differently or made it make sense. Our goal is to make sure that the kids are getting the best result they can.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. It's been so great to have you on today and just to explain a little bit more about Mathnasium and really just letting our listeners know that this resource is out there.
Thank you so much for having me. It really has been such a pleasure. I love what we get to do. I love the way we do it, and I wouldn't change this for anything. I think we're the best option for almost every student out there who's struggling in math.
So one more quick question before we go. How far do kids come sometimes from where, I mean, you have kids with the two locations, we have a, you know, a very large area here. How far do you have kids come from for help?
So the furthest I think we have is we have three families from Panama City.
Okay.
That's quite a haul. They usually come into the center on Sundays because it's a day where they're not coming in after school. But we also offer Mathnasium at home, and it is the closest thing I've seen to being in the center without actually being in the center. So during the week, they do sessions remotely, and then on Sundays, they get to come in and work with us face-to-face in our center in Destin.
Okay, well, that's good to know that you have a remote option for those kids that maybe can't do the travel, like you said, every day after school or however many days after school. So good to know.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not like the Zoom meetings that you saw happening in 2020 when schools were doing the best thing that they could. I mean, they worked amazingly hard to make those things come together, but this is not like that. So if your experience with that was less than stellar, know that our at-home option is very different from that.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that could really be the difference in somebody, you know, being able to get some help for their kiddo or not. So, in Panama City, depending on what end they're coming from, they're easily driving at least an hour. So,
yeah, it's an hour and a half for two of them. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm so glad that you have this, like I said, that you have this resource. That sure would have been great when my daughter Ashlyn was in.
If only we could go back in time.
I know. But she turned out all right. So I think it all worked out. But
that is what's important.
Yes. But again, I really, really want to say thank you for sharing your information with our listeners, because having lived in a bigger city prior to my family moving here, sometimes it is harder to find resources. And so I'm so glad that you've been able to share this and share your story and really shed some light on what it is that you guys actually do there. And I hope our listeners, are able to connect you with people they know in the community. If they, you know, maybe their child isn't needing it, but I'm sure we all have friends who we've heard those stories. Oh my gosh, you know, I was up last night helping some, you know, my child with their math. Seems like it's always math. Sorry,
Dana. No, it always is math. Almost.
but anyway, thank you so much. What's the best way for them to reach out or to find out more and see if it, you know, this would be a good fit for what they're looking for?
Sure. Our email address is destin@mathnasium.com. Our website is mathnasium.com/destin. Super clever. Yeah. And our phone number, and that's often the best way to reach us. I love to get to meet our families before they come in for their free assessment, which is something that we offer to everybody, is 850-749-MATH, M-A-T-H, or 6284 if you're actually using numbers.
All right. Perfect. Well, there you go. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Laura. I look forward to talking with you again, too. And thank you for letting me share my story with your listeners.
Absolutely. Have a good day and see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.